Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To your city. Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Well, we flew through Cincinnati, and we all got really happy. Grabbed a bowl of that.
You know him. You love him. He is Chris Felica. He's the Bear on College Game Day, which means he's going to be right here in Memphis, Tennessee this weekend as Game Day is coming to Memphis, and he joins us now. Bear, what is going on, man? It's good to hear from you.
Absolutely. What's going on? I guess the cat is finally out of the bag, and everything's worked out, and we're headed your way this weekend, and looking forward to a really good, fun weekend.
Yeah, I mean, you guys made us wait, man. I mean, you guys had the entire – it is amazing. And we were making this point with Jason Fitz, who joined us earlier on the show and obviously couldn't say anything. But the city basically just kind of stopped, you know, as everybody was waiting to hear. Is game day coming? Where is it going to be? And obviously now we have our answer. It's going to be on Beale Street, according to the University of Memphis.
Well, that's great. My guess is the delay of the announcement probably had something to do with logistically where we were going to set up and making sure everything was going to work out and be okay. I remember a few years back when we went to Temple and we had the show over at Independence Hall. We had a little bit of a delayed announcement there, I think, probably just because we had to work some logistical stuff out. We didn't want to go, hey, we're coming, and then have everything logistically not work out and be like, okay, what do we do now? So everything worked out like I assumed it would, and we're looking forward to finally getting there. And sorry everybody had to be on pins and needles for a couple of days.
You know, my co-host John Martin asked Fitzy a version of this question, and like you said, it was different then. Fitz couldn't really say anything. But when you go somewhere new like this, or when you're in South Dakota like you were last week, is it a little bit different, right, than when you announce it? And sure, it's going to be big when you go to Jacksonville, right, and you do a Florida-Georgia, and I'm sure the fan bases get up for it. We know it because it looks great on television. But like John said, the whole city was waiting on this, and I imagine there was the same way in South Dakota. That feeling of seeing folks kind of, is that special? Is that really happening? Do you sense that too?
Yes. Yeah.
The new places?
I do. And when people ask me that question, like, oh, what's your favorite place to go? Or what was your favorite show this year? It sounds like a stock answer, but it really isn't. I always say it's anywhere that we either have never been haven't been for a long time. And that's why we met Iowa State this year. Last week in Brookings was fun.
Yep.
First time we went to Fargo. And this week, I would expect we'll be the same thing. Like last year, we went to an AAC game down at UCF, went there for the first time. And that was a great scene when they beat Cincinnati. So second straight year, we get an AAC first-timer in November. It should be fun.
Yeah, no doubt. And just for – because we're getting some tweets here about people say, I have no marbles if I don't ask you, Bear, where it is. It will be on Beale Street, just because that was part of the University of Memphis release. Just wanted for our listeners out there, it's going to be on Beale Street. Have you been on Beale Street before, Bear?
I have never been to Memphis.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah, how about that? I have never – I'm not involved in the basketball show. So I flown through Memphis when we went to Ole Miss and did that drive, but that's the only time I've actually been in Memphis at all. So it's going to be extra special for me this week because I've never been there.
Yeah,
I'm sure my buddy Brett Edgerton is from Tennessee right now. He's going to give me the old eyeball raise right now. He's a colleague of mine at ESPN. I think he's going to be able to go and do so. Well, I'm sure you probably can't believe I've never been there either.
And a credit to you, though, because you've been campaigning for the other side of this, right, for SMU to sort of get this love, right, that story that they've got. It's a pretty special thing going on that they've got going on as well.
Yeah, and that was what I was surprised a couple weeks back. We could have gone the SMU home game, and I thought that would have been a really good scene. But, I mean, look, I understand that Penn State, the wideout scene was awesome, and it was our primetime game. So, no, it's good that, A, you've got a first-time site home team on the other side, which, by the way, still has a heck of a lot to play for in an AAC title as well. And a team that's kind of having that Cinderella season right now, undefeated in top three, and is the highest ranked Group of Five team.
We are, of course, talking to Chris Palicka. He is Bear on game day. Game day is coming to Memphis. It's going to be on Beale Street from 8 to 11 on Saturday. It is going to be an absolutely electrifying atmosphere, no question about it. When does the celebrity guest-picking process start, like in terms of trying to find a candidate for that? Are you involved with that at all? What can you tell us?
I'm really not involved in that. Bill's probably start throwing some names out there today, now that we officially are going – see about either a big name or someone with a connection to the city or a connection to the school. Or, I'm not totally involved in that. We have a group with our talent bookers and book people on Sports Center that are involved, and Kirk gets involved, and Reese will get involved, and some other production people involved with the show will be involved. Some people from Wheels Up will be involved, maybe just kind of figuring out if we can get someone there. But I have nothing to do with that, and. I'm sure whatever winds up happening on Saturday will at the very minimum, be someone that would be involved either with Memphis or the city itself.
I'm curious about your process, Bear. Like, when do you pick your games, the ones that you're gonna do in your segment, which has become such a big part of game day? How soon are you picking those games?
Saturday morning. This was actually an early week. Those three actually stood out to me. In terms of the games that I like, whether it was in the column where they had mentioned either on the pod or with Dario Mel or whatever, those three kind of stood above everything else this week. So it was actually an early call for me, but there have been times where the tees have been running or they've been coming on the air, and I still got, okay, I got like 10 magnets here, and which of the three games am I going to wind up going with? So it was good finally this week to be like, okay, these are the three easy ones. These are the three I like the most. And there's no last-minute waffling or debating or anything like that. It's that's gotten me in the past. It got me a couple weeks ago with the Michigan State-Wisconsin game, where I liked Ole Miss against Missouri. There was another game that week that I liked as well that both wound up winning. And Michigan State was a loser. But, it can go right up until showtime when that camera goes on.
We are, of course, talking to Chris Palicka. He is Bear on game day. All right, on to the matchup here, Chris, because obviously SMU is undefeated, and I would imagine such a huge part of this happening, but they're 8-0, and they're in the top 25. Memphis, 7-1, they're in the top 25. How good of a matchup is this? I mean, to have two sort of really, really good non-Power 5 teams meeting here in Memphis, how good of a matchup is this?
Well, it's one of the two right matchups this week, which I think tells you, on this given week, it's one of the premier games out there nationally. But I'm looking forward to the matchup because we've seen a really good SMU offense. And Pichel's numbers, I think if you compare him to some of the other guys whose names have been thrown around for the Heisman Trophy, like Jalen Hurts and some other guys, Pichel's numbers compare very nicely with some of those guys. I mean, they had a big injury loss at receiver, which we'll see how that goes. And one of the stories, at least earlier in the year, had been the seemingly improved Memphis defense, but we've seen a couple times in the last couple few weeks that their defense has given up some big yards and some big plays, notably against Tulsa, which was so odd that they couldn't stop Tulsa, and then fortunately getting that missed field goal, which allowed this to happen as well. So, by the way, it'll be a good national stage with the ABC primetime game as well to take it past the show to get up Gainwell some national recognition. Because I think what he's done this year really has got it with some of the play of the quarterbacks and maybe some of the other running backs out there. I don't think what he's done nationally, being one of the better big playbacks in the country as well, it'll be good to shine the spotlight on him some as well.
Yeah, we're hoping he really shines in that opportunity for him. What's the craziest thing you've ever seen at one of these game day locations? Did it ever surprise you how early people are willing to drink for these things?
No. It's funny you say that because when we were in Ames back in September, we're pulling up probably around, I guess it would have been about 5:30 in the morning or so, and it was like the traffic lights reminded me of that scene from Field of Dreams. And then we wind up getting closer to the stadium, and there's this pickup truck that's backed up, like blocking the road, and there's a gentleman in the middle of the road kind of like went with his hand up stopping us. So we're figuring out it's a security guy or a parking attendant trying to get people in place for
the
tailgate. Yeah, and on the flat bed, he's got wrapped, totally wrapped around, like cases and cases of like Bush Light, like Skunk Cap, and I'm like, all right, this is, and I'm like, wow, this is like, oh, this isn't like a security. This is like the guy from the vehicle who like got out of the stop so they can just back up into the spot with the flatbed loaded up with shrink wrap beer, and I'm like, wow, that's a crazy thing. I remember the Michigan State game. It probably was, oh gosh, 1997 or so when we went there, and we had this little like snow fence, makeshift snow fence to try and keep people away, and like fans just like ripped the fence out of the ground. It was actually kind of dangerous. Unfortunately, nobody got hurt. But yeah, it amazes me every week when we get to a spot and see the excitement and passion that people have. But you know what? It's great. It's what allows us to take the show on the road every week, and hopefully we continue to do that.
There's no question. I mean, Biff's going to be the center of the college ball universe this weekend. There's no doubt. We are, of course, talking to Chris Felica. He is Bear on game day. Game day coming to Memphis for the first time ever for football this Saturday. Going to be broadcasting on Beale Street. Chris, do you think the winner of this game is the favorite to represent the Group of Five in the Cotton Bowl?
I would think the winner of the American would probably be the favorite to get to the Cotton Bowl. I know Appalachian State is currently undefeated, and Brett Edwards and I were going back and forth with someone on Twitter earlier before about that. They had brought up Appalachian State, but I think the overall strength relative to the Sun Belt, and even if Appalachian State were to have two road wins at North Carolina and South Carolina, I still think the overall strength of the American, and if you're looking at like an 11-2 Cincinnati that won her losses against Ohio State, or SMU were to run the table certainly, or even an 11-1 Memphis, or 12-1 Memphis, it's got a win over Ole Miss, an SEC team, and then winds up winning the conference as well. I think Boise's kind of lost a little bit of steam, and we'll see if they can even run the table on the Mountain West. But I would certainly think that right now, if I had to guess, the winner of the American would be that Group of Five representative.
And, Bear, I got to ask you, don't you think LSU deserves to be in that one spot when that first CFP ranking comes out?
They will be. And I think if you study the committee, how the committee has reacted and treated the rankings, they have always erred on the side of resume, quality wins. And I think there's a little argument that as of next week, their wins on the road at Texas, and sure, they're not a top 10 team like they were at the time. If you go to Texas and win a non-conference game, you beat Florida, you beat Auburn. There isn't a team in the country that's got three wins like that right now. And whether they're the best, we'll find out a couple of weeks down in Tuscaloosa.
Right.
I think Ohio State right now is probably the best team, the most complete team. But certainly they've got their hurdles as well with Penn State coming up and Michigan as well. But I think the way the committee has handled the rankings in the past, they err on the side of resume and accomplishment as opposed to strictly power rating best. So I'd be surprised if LSU wasn't number one next Tuesday night when those first rankings come out.
I bet you're right.
Bear, we think you guys made an amazing choice. We think you guys made a great choice with the pick this weekend. We look forward to hosting you and having a great time, man. Thanks for the time, as always.
Safe travels in, brother, and thank you.
Of course, absolutely. We're looking forward to getting down this weekend.
Yes, sir. He is Chris Felica, a.k.a. Bear. From College Game Day, coming to Memphis, coming to your city, little tingy tang tang.
Thank you for him coming on, because they're actually rolling into the meeting now.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it is awesome. All of this is awesome. Beale Street is the choice. Beale Street is the choice, which is, you know, I guess information changed from early this morning.
I told you.
But I'm glad because Tiger Lane, I know there are some people who are upset about not having it on the stadium campus grounds, but come on. Like,
you're going to get yourself so upset about it that you're not happy they're here?
Exactly.
Right. You're not going to go that far.
First of all, the stadium's owned by the city. So it's not like you're going from school to city. You know, it's both things are in the city of Memphis.
Right.
And the other thing, too, is like, I've seen some people say things like, well, this should be about the school. This isn't about the city. But what I would tell you, what makes Memphis unique is that the two are inseparable. Like, you can't really take the other.
Right. I would ask you how much more the school benefits by having it at right there at the Tiger Lane site. Right? Do you have – I mean, how much more does it actually – the brand is going to be out there for the entire day.
Right.
Period.
Exactly.
Now, if you can benefit to the city as well, and maybe you can do that a little bit more being downtown, quite frankly, being in Beale Street, and then think about all the business owners down there that are super happy this thing's coming and hopefully keep some people down there, you wouldn't have had that at Tiger Lane necessarily. And so, yeah, I think it's best of both worlds here.
I think you just want – this is going to sound really weird. You want the TV stuff to look awesome.
Yeah.
You want your branding to look awesome.
No, I don't think it's weird at all. I mean, I think you
– And Tiger Lane is, with all due respect, it's open and wide open.
It's
bland.
It's
kinda,
yeah. I mean, it's a great tailgating. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, it, on a sunny day outside when it's like, August, September looks great, but then like when the fall rolls in and it gets a little dreary, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
I could go either way on this, but certainly not going to be mad that it's not at one.
And it's two parties, two locations. You're going to have exposure for Tiger Lane later in the evening on ABC National.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
yes.
Because they're going to have plenty of shots all over Tiger Lane.
So I think it was
an
absolutely.
There a 5K down there they'll move?
I'm sure they're in the process.
Adjust.
A 5K can be moved. You know what I mean? Like a 5K is, you know, a marathon, that's obviously a little bit tougher, but I think 5K is, you know, you can adjust that for a once in a lifetime. I mean, because this is what this is. This is a once in a lifetime. There are people who, you know, who have been Tiger fans for you know, who've come and gone and obviously never saw this. You know, I mean, this is very special. You know, and I hope that we don't allow the location of this to overshadow just the meaning of it. You know, and to what it represents. Really, for your program, right? Like we've talked about, you were in the wilderness on the brink of being, you know, there were people in Memphis who were saying you should shut this program down. There were, 4,000 people at an East Carolina home game that was on the ESPN family of networks 10 years ago. 4,000 announced, right? 4,100 something, you know. That was just a decade ago. That's just 10 years, you know. And now
that's crazy.
You have one of the best running backs in college football. You have one of the best young coaches in college football.
Yeah, well, Felica knew about him. He didn't have to bring up Kenneth Gainwell. He knew about it.
You know, you have that going. And now, as a result of that, you have College Game Day coming to your city. And that is a very special development. And that is something that, you know, I have no doubt that people in Memphis will get behind. It will be an awesome scene on television. It will be an awesome scene at the Liberty Bowl. And like I tweeted, man, Memphis deserves this. This city deserves this. And I could not be happier about the situation. Jason and John, game day coming to Memphis. Get ready to party all week long. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
And we all got really happy.
The Tigers. Courtesy of CBS Sports Network.
The Memphis Grizzlies eat here.
Crowder, three for the win. It's good!
Bring it up!
It's good!
Three on the board!
The party is here.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.